Is it okay to have material desires? Well, it is not a matter of okay. If we have them, we have them. We can't wish them away. You know, we can't. What is important is two things over here. Say if somebody is getting angry and told him, don't get angry. Well, the anger is there. What we can say is, don't express your anger. Don't act on your anger. You know, emotions are simply our psychological responses to situations. No. We can't, what we are largely held accountable for is how what we do with the emotions. If I get angry, well, that means something is important for me. That's why I got angry. Now, I have choice whether I act on that anger or not. And I definitely need to control that. But you can't just tell me, don't feel anger. That's not humanly possible. Emotions will often come upon us. So, it's not that material desires themselves are bad. Dharma, artha, kama, moksha. So, artha and kama, these are four purusha arthas. Dharma is religiosity, artha is prosperity, money. Kama is material pleasure, and moksha is liberation. So, all four are purusha arthas. All four are important. Now, the problem comes, especially in modern society, artha and kama have been divorced from dharma and moksha. That means people want economic prosperity, people want sensual pleasure. They don't care for God, they don't care for liberation. So this is unsustainable. This is disharmonious. So it is not that material desires are themselves the problem. The problem is when material desires, they dominate our life, they control our life. So when we live in the material world, we need things for sustenance. We have certain talents. We would like to make a contribution based on those talents. Those talents are also given to us by God. So the problem comes when we make our relationship with Krishna conditional to the fulfillment of our material desires. As you know, if Krishna gives this to me, then I'll serve him. Otherwise, you know, Krishna doesn't care. Why should I care for him? So now we shouldn't, if we are practicing bhakti, we don't really have to divorce our life into material and spiritual at every level. We do separate it in terms of giving time for spiritual activities. You know, yes, I should come for satsang, I should do study scripture, I should chant. But after that, we can basically have an attitude of service. The essence of material and spiritual is actually the attitude of service. So if a mother is taking care of her children, she thinks the child is actually sent by Krishna in my life. Then that is a service attitude. It's not necessarily material. If I'm doing my job, but I'm thinking that through this job, that whatever position I get, whatever security I get, that will help me to serve Krishna better. I'll make a contribution to Krishna's mission better. Then that is a service. So rather than bothering too much about material and spiritual, we try to infuse everything with an attitude of service. And the key of service is that we desire, but we don't demand. No, if we don't have any desire, even if, say, for example, as Prabhupada writes in the purport, a devotee desires to have darshan of Krishna, but devotee doesn't demand, Krishna, you have to come and give me darshan. So, desires are natural to the human condition. But when we make the desire the fulfillment of the desire as a precondition to our service to Krishna, precondition to our relationship with Krishna, then those desires become injurious. So, if something is important for us, we can certainly work on it, pray for it, and try to fulfill it. But we don't let it take us away from Krishna. We try to connect with Krishna as much as possible. So when we connect with Krishna, then that intention of service will gradually spiritualize it. So the problem especially comes when the material desires dominate our consciousness. And then we give up Krishna Bhakti. But if we are focusing on Krishna Bhakti, then using our God-given intelligence, by talking to senior devotees, we can find out how best we can spiritualize those desires. And there's no need to feel guilty about those desires. More important thing is to connect with Krishna. Whenever we tell, don't do this, that creates a lot of negativity within us, resentment within us, sense of deprivation within us. We can focus more on connection with Krishna and try to connect all aspects of our life with a mood of service to Krishna. Does that answer your question? So thank you very much. Shri Prabhupada ki, Gaur Bhakta Vrinda ki, Itai Gaur Premanandi.